Dan Melchior, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks very much for having us.
That was great. What was that last group of three there?
They're all things that we're going to record with the band, basically. So, I think one of them is going to be a single on Trouble Man Records. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the first one. So
nice. Well, so you haven't recorded them yet? You're going to?
No, yeah, it's going to be like probably within the next 2 weeks. So.
Wow. And that's hopefully this year that will come out?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
In the red again, or it depends? Or?
I don't know yet. we're recording a lot of stuff, so I think we're kind of probably going to want to do a double album. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it might be a bit of a...
rock opera?
Concept album, yeah.
Right.
It's going to be like Tommy for the 2000s.
Thomas.
Rooney, I'm going to call it.
Rod.
The Adventures of a Young Man in New York.
Wow, excellent. And but until then, to hold everyone over out there, you can get the new one. This Is Not the Medway Sound on a Smart Guy Records. Is that it?
That's it.
Out of San Francisco?
Yeah.
Where do you know them from? They just called you up.
He's like, he's a really nice guy. He's, I met him through the Medway connection.
Ironically.
Yeah, ironically. And then it's really funny because I wasn't going to call that record that, and that was his idea. So.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
And you were like, sold, yeah.
And I was like, all right, yeah. Didn't think he'd go for it, but.
So I think it's at smartguyrecords.com, yeah. And then the two most recent Broke Review records on In the Red, Bitterness, Spite, Rage, and Scorn. That's
it's a list of all the major emotions.
the four food
but
groups.
We've also, I must say this as well, this is going to get confusing, but we've also got another record coming out.
Oh, really?
In January, yeah, on Virgin City Records, and it's like four cover versions. It's a Trogs, Bob Dylan, The Small Faces, and The Subway Sect. That's 12-inch, so obviously we'll send you one of them. So.
And this is a Broke Review, or you?
Yeah, it's a Broke Review record.
Wow, you guys are...
I
can't keep up.
Trying to get it out there at the moment, you know?
I think you have to do a residency here so we can get all these songs out there.
Yeah, we have to come up every... what is it, Tuesday? Monday? Every Monday.
it's great. The more the merrier. Yeah. And January 18th at the Mighty Robot.
Yeah.
Which is right down the street from the local.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah, it is.
South Sixth Street.
Yeah, I don't get over to Williamsburg much. So,
I'm not too sure about two rivers.
It's not far, but it's
enough though.
Look, you know, the whole Jersey.
Mind you, Jimmy Cliff.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you wanna? Yeah, you should say. What did you say it was?
I think it's South Sixth between Wythe and Berry. I think.
Right. Okay.
I'm not positive.
So it's January 18th?
Yeah.
With Mr. Airplane Man. And, you can see the Broke Review fresh off their trek across the continent.
Yeah. Some other band, some guy, Miggy, who runs a record shop, his band, I think.
Oh, okay. I don't know them.
What, Blood on the Wall, is it then?
Oh, yeah, I think that's... Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, someone told me they might play.
Right, so and we were talking about the tour. I mean, you said it was mixed reviews.
It was good. It was arduous. It went very well, like, as far as playing to people. That was very good, but...
It's too long.
Everything else is like, I mean, yeah, it's just things like, you know, you're supposed to get paid this much money for a show and then you get paid that much money for a show. And that's all like technical stuff, but like when you're out on the road, it starts to pile up a little bit. Like. But it was really good as far as playing to people. Like, and we found out we had people like us in funny places that you wouldn't expect. So
where would be some of those
like
places?
Tucson, Arizona. I was kind of surprised that we pulled up into this place, you know. It's really nice. I really like it there. But, you know, we pulled up and there's all, you know, just those low buildings and everything. He pulled in, there's like a decent big crowd, and they know, you know, and they got a load of records and all that.
Well,
you know, that I played on and all that. So I was like, I didn't expect that, you know, I didn't even really think of it, to be honest with you. So,
it
was good, yeah.
So that's good. So, for that aspect, you would have never found that out.
No, it was totally successful in that way, yeah.
But just too long?
Just like financially and, you know, all that stuff was definitely hard. So I definitely would probably go for like 3 weeks at the most in future, I think.
Oh, like just like gonna break it up, like you know, California.
Yeah,
or
do
whatever.
It in bits. Yeah,
bring cool. more clothes.
I makes guess. More sense. Bring more. Take more clothes. Yeah. Take more everything.
So logistically, financially, hammer it out.
Yeah. Sartorially.
Excellent. Well, Dan and Bruno, thanks so much. Again,
yeah.
Doors always open here. Well, thanks. I mean, I had to buzz you in, but it's you know what I'm saying, figuratively.
Good job for you. It's not.
You're right. So anybody out there in the street, it's literally not for you. Right, right. And thanks to Jason Engel for engineering, as always.
Thanks,
thank you so much.
Thanks.
And all right, so if we don't see the 18th, hopefully we'll see you guys soon, though.
Excellent.